What's up, y'all? It's Ayeli Dergamayat Eloi once again. Today, as you know, is the 8th of April. I wanted to drop a little bit of information really quickly so that any of y'all that might be like, you know, revving up for this astrological event and carrying on with your life in the most magical of ways have the heads up. So, astrologically, today is a great celestial event, right? So I bet the New Age industry community got y'all hype to do some spiritual magic stuff of all sorts today. But it is not the time to do magic. I want to take this moment to explain exactly why it is not advisable to do magic during a lunar or solar eclipse. I'll take the time to list all kind of various reasons why. I'll even make note of historical events that magic, due to the eclipse, went wrong. And lastly, offer alternative suggestions for you to focus upon doing when this energy occurs. The eclipse paradox, a celestial no-go for magic. Greetings again, y'all. I hope y'all are ready to navigate the cosmic waves of understanding. If so, I want y'all to dive deep into the celestial paradox that has both intrigued and cautioned our magical practices for centuries, the lunar and solar eclipses. Often perceived as powerful moments for magic and manifestation, eclipses, in fact, hold a unique position in the cosmic order that suggests otherwise. Let's unravel why these celestial events, despite their allure, are traditionally seen as times to pause rather than to act, magically speaking. So I want to speak on the intensity of eclipse from an astrological viewpoint. Eclipses occur when the Earth, Moon, and Sun align temporarily, blocking the light of either the Sun or the Moon. Astrologically, these events are considered potent, marking periods of intense energy, transformation, and upheaval. They symbolize beginnings and endings, often revealing hidden truths or pushing us toward inevitable change. While this intensity might seem like a powerful ally for magical workings, it's precisely the reason many advise against performing magic during these times. Next, let me break down some reasons to restrain your magical practices during eclipses. I got 5 points. Here they are. Number one, unpredictable outcomes. So the energies during an eclipse are volatile and unpredictable. Magic cast during this time may not only go awry, but could have unintended, far-reaching consequences. Number two, heightened emotions. Eclipses often stir deep emotions, potentially clouding judgment and intention. Magic requires clear intention. Any ritual performed in a state of emotional turmoil might not manifest as desired. Number three, cosmic overload. The overwhelming cosmic energies can overpower spells or rituals, distorting their effectiveness and purpose. Number four, historical warnings. Historical records and lore are filled with cautionary tales from ancient civilizations viewing eclipses as ominous signs to modern anecdotes of magical workings backfiring. History suggests a respectful pause. And number five, energetic cleansing, not manifesting. Eclipses are times for release and reflection rather than for bringing new energies forth. They are moments to clear the old, making space for the new cycles that will begin post-eclipse. Next, I want to just go into when magic went awry and take a look back. While specific historical events directly attributed to magical workings during eclipses might be a bit scarce in documented history, numerous cultures have associated eclipses with calamity or misfortune, often enacting rituals of protection rather than creation. For instance, in various indigenous cultures, eclipses were noted as times when the veil between worlds was thin, and extra precautions were taken to protect against mischievous or harmful spirits. Now, of course, y'all, I like to get the receipts. I don't know if y'all realize, but I'm like super detailed on finding facts that really substantiate metaphysical stuff and magical workings. And so while there may not be, you know, some examples of witch Broomhilda doing whatever spell on whomever for whatever, there are some ways to look back to get the facts and the receipts on historical events that occurred during or closely aligned with solar and lunar eclipses. I feel like this reveals a blend of myth interpretation and actual occurrences. Eclipses have often been viewed with awe and trepidation across various cultures, sometimes seen as omens or harbingers of significant events, whether positive or negative. So here's a compilation of notable incidents historically associated with eclipses. Please keep in mind the causality between an eclipse and these events are often biased on historical interpretations rather than direct evidence. At the same time, y'all, the receipts are interesting. So let me go through some. Here we go. So first, I checked into some notable times that corresponded to solar eclipses. In 585 BC, there was the Battle of Halys. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, H-A-L-Y-S. This is also known as the Battle of the Eclipse because it occurred during a solar eclipse and led to a truce between the Lydians and the Medes, M-E-D-E-S. Y'all, if I'm pronouncing these words wrong, please excuse me. I am really not a historical person, so knowing all of these various people's namings, is just not necessarily my thing. But moving on. So this battle between these two factions happened during a solar eclipse, and this event was interpreted And this event led to a truce. These two interpreted the darkened skies as a sign the gods wanted the conflict to end. This is one of the earliest historical records where an eclipse directly influenced human events. Also recognized this event, noted by ancient historians, the eclipse was reportedly predicted by the Greek philosopher Thales, T-H-A-L-E-S, and it occurred during that battle between those two factions, the Medes and Lydians. Again, that sudden darkness was taken as a supernatural sign, leading to an abrupt end to the hostilities and a peace treaty. Next, I want to point out another solar eclipse event that is memorable, and this is 840 AD. The death of Louis the Pious. So a solar eclipse occurred shortly before the death of Louis the Pious. He was the emperor of the Frankish Empire. His death led to a civil war among his sons, which historians link to the division of the empire and eventually to the Treaty of Verdun, marking the foundation of modern Europe. This eclipse was noted in historical records, but its connection to these events is more interpretive. All right, so that's two solar eclipse situations. We got some lunar eclipse scenarios as well. In 1453, we have the fall of Constantinople. A lunar eclipse occurred shortly before the city fell to the Ottoman Empire. It was viewed by some as a bad omen for the city's defenders. The fall of Constantinople marked a significant shift in trade routes and the power structure of Europe and the Middle East. Next, a lunar eclipse happening was in 1504, and this was Columbus using a lunar eclipse. So Christopher Columbus, and I'll be honest, I have my mixed affinities to his stories and this particular figure. But anyway, he, stranded on the island of Jamaica, used a forthcoming lunar eclipse, which he knew about from an almanac, to convince the native Arawak, and I might be pronouncing that wrong too, A-R-A-W-A-K. He used that to convince the native people to provide his crew with supplies. He warned them of the moon's impending disappearance as a sign of God's displeasure. Ooh, so when the eclipse occurred, as predicted, the native people agreed to continue supplying the sailors. And moving on, I'll also present 1793, the execution of King Louis XVI. So, a lunar eclipse took place before the execution of King Louis XVI during the French Revolution. This event drastically changed France and had a profound impact on the world. While the eclipse itself did not cause the historical events, it was noted in the context of a period of great upheaval and transformation. So again, while these events indeed occurred around the time of eclipses, attributing them directly to the cosmic phenomena involves a significant degree of historical interpretation and superstition. Eclipses have been significant celestial events for centuries, often imbued with spiritual or ominous significance, but their actual impact on historical events is more reflective of human beliefs and interpretations than the celestial mechanics themselves. So yeah, y'all, I was looking at the history of stuff, and those are like some long, far gone events. So naturally, I was like, okay, can I get some more recent stuff? So I looked into it, and here are some more recent events. Woo-woo, here we go. So I'm just going to literally go down the events and bring you to some up-to-date stuff. World War I. In 1914, just before the outbreak of World War I, a total solar eclipse was visible across Europe on August the 21st, 1914. While the eclipse did not cause the war, its timing. Its timing added to the sense of foreboding and turmoil that characterized the period. Additionally, in 1914, there was the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand. Although not directly coinciding with an eclipse, the political climate around the time of the solar eclipse in 1914 contributed to tensions that led to the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand and the start of World War I. The atmosphere of uncertainty and change was pervasive. All right, so move into times in which your girl was actually alive, because, you know, I was born in the 70s. So this date is actually a lot more current. 1986. Yes, the 80s, y'all. We had the Chernobyl disaster. While not directly linked to an eclipse, the period leading up to and following the Chernobyl nuclear disaster in April 1986 included several significant astronomical events, including a total lunar eclipse on April 24, 1986. Some have retrospectively imbued these celestial occurrences with symbolic meaning related to the catastrophe. All right, so that was the 80s. That was the 80s. Let's move to the 2000s, right? Of course, we cannot forget 2001, the 9/11 attacks. Yup. A partial solar eclipse occurred on December 14, 2001, just a few months after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Although there's no direct connection in some circles, this alignment was noted as part of a broader cosmic framework of significant world events. And last but not least, we have something even more recent, y'all, for the millennials. Yes, yes. We got 2020. Of course, y'all gotta know, that was the COVID-19 pandemic, commonly in the Iaverse referred to as the Fear-demic. So a series of eclipses actually occurred in 2020. This year was marked by the global outbreak of COVID-19. For instance, there was an annular solar eclipse on June 21st, 2020, and a total solar eclipse on December 14, 2020. While these eclipses were not causes of the pandemic, I mean, have they even figured that out yet? Just saying. Their occurrence during this tumultuous period added to the year's historic and astrological significance for many observers. So it's essential to approach the correlation between eclipses and historical events with a critical mind. The fascination with linking celestial events to earthly occurrences speaks to the human desire to find patterns and meaning in the universe around us. While eclipses can indeed symbolize change or mark the timing of significant events, they are not causative agents in these occurrences. Instead, they offer moments for reflection on the interconnectedness of human experiences and the cosmos. So y'all, my attempt to get the receipts, taking a look back, digging for historical receipts has been done. Really, I'm just trying to give you some validation to understand how magic may go awry during the time in which the energies of eclipses are activated. But now that I have done that, I don't want to just leave us on, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? What do we do? I would like to offer some alternative practices for these eclipses. Instead of engaging in magical rituals, consider these alternatives to honor the moment without invoking its volatile energy. Meditation and reflection. It's a great opportunity to just do some meditation regarding your path, the changes you wish to embrace, and what you need to release. Another alternative are cleansing rituals. It's wonderful to use this energy to focus on cleansing your space, your crystals, or yourself to clear out old energies. This will make way for the new. Next, it is an amazing time to set intentions. While not actively manifesting, jotting down intentions for the coming cycle can be a powerful practice. This helps you getting stuff ready for a time when the energies are more stable. Another option, of course, is to get into gratitude practices. Reflect on what you're grateful for acknowledge the journey thus far and the lessons learned. And last but not least, connect with nature. Ground yourself by spending time in nature. Connect with the Earth's stable energy during this cosmic tumult. Basically, y'all, it's time to embrace the pause. So this is like a magical respite. Eclipses offer a unique moment to pause, reflect, and realign with our deepest selves and the universe's vast energies. By respecting these periods as times of powerful cosmic alignment meant for internal work rather than external manifestation, we honor the natural rhythms of the cosmos and our place within it. So, my dearly beloved seekers of the divine, as we approach these celestial events, let's embrace the pause. Let's turn inward with respect for the profound energies at play. Remember, in the realm of the cosmos, sometimes the most potent magic lies in stillness and observation. Eternal Supernal, ILE. You are supernal, heavenly, celestial, divine.